Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 87 this afternoon under clear skies. Lows around 64. Tonight, clear skies. High of 90. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Ample sunshine and dry Saturday. Clouds on the increase by Sunday. Mid-80s Saturday. Low 80s by Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 81.
Mid-America Network News. The City of Salina Animal Services employee called police after being threatened by a suspect with a crowbar during a dog welfare check. The man stated he was sent to a home to do a welfare check on a large dog. When he arrived, a man identified as 25-year-old David Creech walked outside the home with a crowbar and allegedly threatened the employee. Creech has been booked on aggravated assault and criminal threat charges. A $5.9 million road construction project will slow traffic and reduce lanes on a highway in Riley County until early December. The Kansas Department of Transportation will start work on an overlay project on K-177 starting Monday. The project will span about 8 miles near Manhattan. You can stay updated on work zones by visiting candrive.gov. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tired of the same old car buying experience? Come see how Midwest Kia is rewriting the rules of the road by keeping your next purchase simple, transparent, and fast. And nothing says selection like 220 brand new Kias ready to hit the road. Like the all-new K4, the stylish K5, the do-it-all Sorento, the revamped Sportage, and the fan-favorite Telluride. At Midwest Kia, we never play games with pricing. No gimmicks, no tricks. Our knowledgeable and professional staff is here to help you every step of the way. And our expert finance team will work with you to get you into the right Kia with a monthly payment that fits your life. And when it's time for service, don't wait weeks for the next appointment. We offer same-day quick service to get you back on the road. No appointment needed. Plus, every new Kia comes with that unbeatable 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a simple, transparent, fast, better way to buy. Come see us today at Midwest Kia or visit us online anytime at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
A Forte State University assistant professor is under review for Charlie Kirk post. Nushell Chance of the psychology department posted a TikTok video Monday saying she was being targeted online by libs of TikTok, an ex account with 4.4 million viewers, and other online accounts. On September 10th, the day that Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk was shot and killed during a debate at Utah Valley University, Chance posted a quote of Charlie Kirk that said, "I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to have a cost of some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights." She said, "Methinks the word karma is appropriate. Sad all the way around." The Topeka company, Bettis Asphalt and Construction, has been awarded an $11.6 million contract for pavement patching on I-335. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Farm Bureau Foundation has officially awarded 22 teachers with funds to help support agricultural education and FFA programs around the state of Nebraska. They say the awards, known as the Dr. Alan G. and K.L. Bledsek Teacher Retention Award, aims to invest in the future of Nebraska agriculture. As according to Nebraska TV, they say the executive director of the Nebraska Farm Bureau Foundation emphasize the significance of the awards, releasing a statement saying, quote, "We are very proud to support these teachers as they get established in their classrooms and communities. Since agriculture is Nebraska's leading industry, we know that investing in agricultural education and its teachers will continue to produce returns for years to come." They go on to say that all of the recipients are agricultural education teachers within the first 5 years of their teaching careers and are eligible for increasing the awards over time. The 22 different scholarship recipients vary from different counties across the state.
Tired of the same old car buying experience? Come see how Midwest Kia is rewriting the rules of the road by keeping your next purchase simple, transparent, and fast. And nothing says selection like 220 brand new Kias ready to hit the road. Like the all-new K4, the stylish K5, the do-it-all Sorento, the revamped Sportage, and the fan-favorite Telluride. At Midwest Kia, we never play games with pricing. No gimmicks, no tricks. Our knowledgeable and professional staff is here to help you every step of the way. And our expert finance team will work with you to get you into the right Kia with a monthly payment that fits your life. And when it's time for service, don't wait weeks for the next appointment. We offer same-day quick service to get you back on the road. No appointment needed. Plus, every new Kia comes with that unbeatable 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a simple, transparent, fast, better way to buy. Come see us today at Midwest Kia or visit us online anytime at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. $10 million bond was set for a Liberty, Nebraska man, 31-year-old Timothy Hirks, in Gage County District Court Wednesday. Initial bond of $1 million was raised with the filing of more serious charges related to child abuse. Hirks allegedly committed ongoing severe substantial abuse of two children, one of whom died as a result. He faces charges of intentional child abuse resulting in death, two counts of child abuse with no injury, and false imprisonment. A hearing is set later this month in the case. The missing man in Pawnee County was discovered Tuesday morning after a search was initiated Monday evening for Matt Kuhlman, who had last been seen in the Table Rock area earlier that day. His body was found near a location where the search began. Further details in his death not immediately available, while it appears foul play was not suspected. Union Pacific Railroad doing crossing repair at 5th and 6th roads on Harvest, with the crossings closed perhaps the remainder of this week. Wildcat Road from 17th to 18th Road in Wells Township remains closed after a bridge collapsed Saturday as a combine driven by Taylor Musil was crossing. He was not injured. Fall Soup Days in Marysville begin today with the annual American Legion Baseball Benefit, serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion. October 9th, MCAC will host at the Arts Center. October 17th, Good Shepherd Lutheran School. October 23rd, Memorial Presbyterian Church Potato Bake Lunch. November 6th, Marysville Methodist Church. November 13th, St. Gregory's. And November 20th, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. Nemahal County Emergency Management Office has secured a grant through FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Program to purchase 500 weather radios to offer residents free of charge. A weather radio programming event is planned at Baileyville at the City Park Shelter House this evening, 5 until 7 p.m. The weather radio is available to Nemahal County residents on a first-come, first-served basis, free of charge. For information, contact Nemahal County Emergency Management, 785-336-2135. Homecoming is Friday at Marysville, Valley Heights, and the Southern High Schools. Queen candidates at Marysville, Ellie Schoenberger, McCartney Smith, Rochelle Mick, Casey Rush, and Aubrey Dressman. King candidates Isaac Height, Carter Wassenberg, Corbin Becker, Eli Sedlacek, and Grant Hafley. Marysville Homecoming Parade Friday at 2 starts at the Historic Courthouse, proceeding west, ending with a pep rally at the Pony Express Plaza downtown. United Bank and Trust tailgate party starts Friday at 5 in the cafeteria, with crowning before the game versus Abilene. Valley Heights Queen candidates Ella Swearingen, Krista Porter, and Mia Vermetten. King candidates Brady DeWalt, Creighton Smith, and Lawson Stryker. Valley Heights Homecoming Parade Friday afternoon in Blue Rapids, with a community tailgate at the high school at 5:30 with the Booster Club selling meals, crowning before the game versus Bennington. Southern Queen candidates Kaylee Belding, Jenna Forney, Annika Glenn, Regan Lobby, and Jaslyn Shell. King candidates Blaze Barleen, Carson Goes, Colton Ideas, Noah Troxell, and Jacob Ward. Southern hosted a homecoming pep rally downtown Wednesday evening with no school Friday. Raiders host Thayer Central Friday night. Murrysville High School alumni hosting a Bulldog family reunion Friday evening, 7 to 11 at Venue 36. $10 per person, $15 per couple, with tickets on their Facebook site or at the door. Communities along and adjacent to Nebraska Highway 136 will host the 14th annual Trail of Treasures this weekend with garage and yard sales. Maps available at many locations along the route, as well as the Beatrice Main Street office. Fifth annual Blue Rapids Road Ramble is Saturday, registration 8:30 till 10:30 at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds. Drivers need to report back in by 6 p.m. with cash prizes for the best poker hand, a 50-50 raffle, and prizes. A meal will be provided for riders after arrival back, and the public is welcome to the meal as well with a free will donation. Louise Keckley, age 99, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Rosary service to follow a visitation Sunday, with visitation 2 until 7 p.m. Family will greet friends from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Louise Keckley. Lowell Hamilton, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Memorial service Tuesday, 10:30, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, Internment Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 6:30 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lowell Hamilton.
Join United Bacon Trust for a homecoming party this Friday evening at the Marysville High School cafeteria.
Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced.
It's all free this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School cafeteria. Brought to you by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers are possible throughout Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers as we head into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then some rain showers may continue throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And some rain showers possible throughout Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain showers are possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more rain over Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 75, record high on this date 97, the average low 50 and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 7:09.
The visual impact of autumn's colors isn't easy to capture with a camera. We'll share some photo tips for leaf peepers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Musicians Sting and Don McLean share a birthday today, and the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. A landscape ablaze with full color isn't so easy to capture in a photograph. Here's a few tips for better full color pictures. A bright, sunny day is not always ideal. Your scene is already color saturated. You'll often get more interesting light under clouds or at dawn or dusk. Think about your perspective. Rather than shooting from eye level, try to get up and above the landscape, or go the opposite direction for a bug's eye view. And water can add stunning visual interest, whether it mirrors the foliage on its surface or just provides textural contrast. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Ellie Schoenberger. My parents are Jess Schoenberger and Leslie Jeter. I am involved in FBLA, FCCLA, NHS, Art Club, M Club, Video Production, Bulldog Photo Services, Stucco, and the Volleyball and Track Team. My plans after school are to attend K-State and major in Dietetics and minor in Nutrition. My celebrity crush is Drew Starkey.
My name is Carter Wassenberg. My parents are Ryan and Angie Wassenberg. I'm involved in FFA, FCCLA, FBLA, M Club, Art Club, and Outdoors Club. After high school, my plans are to go to McPherson College for restoration of vehicles. My favorite teacher is Skylar Pivo.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
The Marysville Advocate is here to keep you informed and entertained. Keeping you up to date each week with the current local news, sports, and features, there's no better way to keep up with what's happening. Not only on paper, read online as well at MarysvilleOnline.net. Your hometown newspaper since 1885.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the big win this past weekend with the Kansas City Chiefs, putting them 2-2 for the regular season, the AFC has announced that Patrick Mahomes has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Mahomes ended up lighting up week four, throwing 270 yards with four touchdowns and a passer rating of 124.8. And it was the first game with at least four touchdowns that he's had since October of 2023 that happened against the LA Chargers. Overall, it is the 11th time that Patrick Mahomes has won the Player of the Week, and his first time since week number 12 of the 2023 season. According to the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs had their best performance this past week in over 2 years, scoring 37 points, the most since September of 2023. That happened in week number three against the Chicago Bears. The Chiefs say they are getting into their groove coming into this next week with a Monday night football game on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Why do winners play at Seven Crans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Crans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Crans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Crans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas State University's volleyball player Shaylee Myers has been named as the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after Myers' second Conference Weekly Award of her career, having been named the Big 12 Rookie of the Week back in October of 2022. She was also named to the All-Big 12 rookie team the same year of 2022. KSNT News reports that it was a big week for her last week as the senior outside hitter and opposite had recorded 27 kills in the Friday win last week over number 25 North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Right now, Myers leads the Big 12 and ranks sixth nationally in kills per set at 4.96 and points per set at 5.54 for the season so far of 2025. The volleyball team is back in action on Friday, coming up October 3rd, where they are playing against Cincinnati. That tip off at 5:30, followed by next Wednesday, October 8th, where they're back against the Iowa State Cyclones. Right now, they are sitting at 7-1 for their overall record for 2025. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
High school volleyball scores from this past week's action for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs on Tuesday night's senior night. Hosting the Wamego Red Raiders, Lady Bulldogs split two games with Wamego, losing in the first contest 2-0 while handling the second contest 2-1. Marysville now 5-13 on the season. Next contest will be a triangular matchup today at Republic County. In Twin Valley League volleyball action, in tournament play on Saturday the 23rd in a loaded Axtell Invitational Tournament, Hanover defeats Axtell in the championship contest in three sets, taking first place. Meanwhile, in the 5th-6th place game, Valley Heights defeats Washington County in straight sets, finishing 5th, Washington County in 6th, and Frankfort falls to Diller Odell to place 8th. In Tuesday's night's regular season action, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs get a clean sweep over Centralia and Hanover, being pushed to three sets versus the Lady Wildcats, while the host Wildcats defeat Centralia in three sets. In action at Donovan West, the Axtell Lady Eagles sweep the Donovan West Mustangs in four sets. And at Frankfort, Lynn goes 2-0, defeating Washington County and Frankfort, while Washington County defeats host Frankfort in three sets. Looking at league standings, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs alone at the top at 10-0 in first place. Lynn in second at 8-1, with Centralia rounds out your top three at 6-3. Activity coming up this weekend, Frankfort, Onega, and Blue Valley will be at the Onega Invitational. Axtell Centralia will be at the Valley Falls Invitational, while Lynn and Washington County will be at the Rock Hills Invitational.
Friday night football kickoffs live. Marysville hosting Abilene. Washington County host Clifton Clyde. On air, online, always on our free mobile app.
Grab your purple and white, pound the stone, and eat 'em up, KSU.
It is caught. Touchdown, Kansas State.
The Wildcats play here.
It is good.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Waco for Big 12 action against Baylor. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Since 1886, it's been the two words we live by and the chant we live to cheer. Season as the Jayhawks hit the turf.
Touchdown, Kansas!
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks soar to Orlando, Florida to throw down with UCF on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Gather, shell, and store hickory and black walnuts to use in your favorite recipes.
Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the best flavor and reduce nuts lost to squirrels by gathering them as soon as they drop from the tree. Some foragers gently shake the branches to dislodge and harvest mature nuts before the squirrels. Wear head protection as the falling nuts can inflict a bit of pain. Remove the hulls, the fleshy covering, as soon as possible. Wear gloves to prevent staining of your hands. Spread the nuts in a thin layer in a dry, airy location. Allow them to cure for 4 to 6 weeks. Crack the hard shells and remove the nut meat. Consider investing in a nutcracker designed to handle black walnuts and other hard-shelled nuts. Separate the shells from the nut meat, then dry the nut meat thoroughly and store in an airtight jar in the refrigerator. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He was in the Pro Football Hall of Fame's first class, and his 9 seasons with the Chicago Bears saw him star on both sides of the football. I'll take you to the museum that honors the hometown hero on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In northern Minnesota, you'll find a museum dedicated to one of the greatest football players of all time.
Bronco Nagurski was a Chicago Bears football player. He signed with the Bears in 1930 for $5,000. It made him one of the highest paid football players during that time.
Ashley Levine is the director of the Coochaching County Historical Society and the Bronco Nagurski Museum. At 6'2" tall and 230 pounds, Bronco was a large man for the era, and all kinds of tall tales sprouted around his college recruitment from extreme northern Minnesota.
The story is that he was discovered while he was plowing a field without a horse, and they stopped to ask for directions, and he just picked up the plow and pointed, you know, how to get to wherever. Of course, that story is not true.
At the University of Minnesota, he was an All-American selection at both fullback and defensive tackle. He began his pro career with the Chicago Bears in 1930. He was known for his ability to simply plow straight ahead through tacklers.
One of the favorite things that people enjoy about his Hall of Fame stuff is his ring. His ring size was a size 19 and a half, and he did wear that on his actual, like, ring finger, and we have a replica ring that we let people try on.
Bronco was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame's very first class. He retired from the Bears after the 1937 season, but came back for another season in the 40s.
In 1943, there were so few men because they were all enlisted in the war, and Bronco could not enlist in World War II. He had tried, but he had way too many sports injuries, so he ended up playing his 9th season with the Chicago Bears, and they ended up winning a championship that year.
But Bronco had another sport career that may have surpassed his 9 pro football seasons. That's next time as we travel the countryside in International Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.
Duckweed is usually considered a nuisance in the farm pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A Rutgers University professor says it's nutritious and an agricultural opportunity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Duckweed is the world's fastest growing plant. If you've ever tried to get rid of it in a farm pond, you'll probably agree. However, it's being researched as a domestic human food source and an agricultural crop that can be grown in both urban and rural farming operations. Eric Lamb is a distinguished professor of plant biology at Rutgers University. For 10 years, he's been studying different strains of the tiny plant and its nutritional value.
There are particular strains that have been measured to have up to 40% dry weight in protein. And the protein content have been examined by a number of researchers to have very good complements of different essential amino acids. So it's compared very favorably, for example, with soybean, which is one of the most common source of plant protein.
In nature, duckweed is grown on the pond, but Lamb says that's difficult to standardize. They grow it hydroponically in a lab in much smaller, easy-to-manage modules.
And duckweed, because it's small size, allow you to do that, to scale at different levels. So we could start with 1 square meter, for example, as the size of a tray, you know, and learn how to grow it. And then by integrating that tray with other trays, vertically and horizontally, we can then scale very quickly.
Lamb says they're tweaking optimal nutrients, lighting, and temperature to promote the fastest growth, and also working on automated harvesting to cut the cost of production. In the meantime, they have a commercial venture called Planet Duckweed to attract collaborators and investors. Learn more about farming duckweed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Homeowners love it when property values rise, but there is a downside. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. When your property's value goes up, your property taxes often rise right along with it. But here's some good news. You can challenge your tax assessment. In fact, homeowners succeed in their appeals 20 to 40% of the time. Most jurisdictions have an appeal process. Start by checking for any credits you qualify for, such as those for veterans or seniors. Review your home's official record for mistakes, like extra bedrooms or square footage that you don't actually have. Then, compare your assessment with the values of similar homes in the area. If the numbers don't add up, you may have a strong case for lowering your tax bill and keeping more of your hard-earned money. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Inflation is closing the price gap between conventional foods and the organic natural food category. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Few farmers in America have a higher public profile than Joel Salatin. He's a prominent advocate for the type of farming he does, including grass-fed beef and pastured poultry and pork, at Polyface Farm in Northeast Virginia. And Saladin points out that rising retail food prices have made organic and natural foods pricing more attractive for consumers.
We actually post comparisons
in our retail store and in our website with other things, and very, very price competitive, if not on a lot of things lower. In fact, during COVID, we were half the price of the meat in the grocery store.
Salatin looks at the closing price gap as an opportunity for consumers to try natural options.
Food is basically a problem pit stop between the important things in life. And you go to any other country in the world and they've got cultural food icons, you know. But in America, food tends to be looked at as just bodily fuel to power you while you go do your business. And we do not have that kind of honoring food culture. Once we can change that, and it's one awareness at a time, people finally get it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Drought is making a return across the Midwest just as farmers begin harvesting corn and soybeans. States like Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio are already labeled in moderate to severe drought, and parts of Missouri and Ohio are seeing extreme drought conditions. The dry spell came on rapidly. Late summer rains tapered off ahead of harvest. That's worsened conditions even in areas that had wetter than normal springs and summers earlier this year. Climatologists warn that a sudden rainfall won't reverse the trend. Recovery requires months of consistent moisture. Over in Indiana, many fields are well below moisture levels. Some parts of the state are short by as much as 10 inches of rainfall. Over 90% of Indiana is now in drought status. Farmers on the ground are adapting to challenges after delays in rain. Yields in some fields are uneven, especially for soybeans, which are more sensitive to dryness than corn. One farmer, Josh Boxall, says his soybeans are maturing unevenly across a single field. To manage risk, he plants crops with different maturities, hoping that at least some portions catch better conditions. Corn fares a bit better in drying conditions late in the season. Less moisture can aid natural drying, cutting the demand on farmers to artificially dry harvested corn. But for soybeans, dryness matters more, and variability in maturation can force extra work during drying and handling. Another growing worry is field fires. Drought and heat increase fire risk, especially when harvest operations involve heat-producing machinery. Nearby states have already reported field fires and even a combine fire in Wisconsin. Livestock producers are feeling stressed too. Pastures are drying out, water supplies are low, and many are drawing from their winter hay reserves ahead of schedule. While some still believe they can make it through the winter, they warn that continued drought into next spring could worsen conditions. Experts point out that these kind of fall droughts may be becoming more common. Unlike long-term, multi-year droughts, these acute dry spells are shorter but still quite damaging, especially when they hit during critical periods like harvest. In many parts of the Midwest, the short-term forecast is also discouraging. Over the next 30 days, below normal precipitation is expected, which won't help ease the moisture deficit.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Your cows need extra protein? After Hours Feed Supply has 20% beef cubes, $13.70 a bag. 25% AN protein, 225-pound tubs. Buy a pallet of eight, get $5 off per tub. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, 785-268-0578, West Edge of Blue Rapids.
You'll be spending a lot of time in the field and on the tractor this fall. Learn how to get more mileage out of your fuel and save some money on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. and take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Of diesel as field activity ramps up, but there are ways to get more efficiency out of each gallon. Roger Hoy is the director of the Nebraska Tractor Test Laboratory. The lab does drawbar testing to find out what gear produces maximum power and pull force of the tractor, and then reduce the load to 75% and 50%. The researchers then shift the tractor to a higher gear and reduce the throttle to match the same 75% and 50% conditions to show the fuel savings. He says if you have a traditional gear transmission tractor, you could cut fuel bills by gearing up and throttling down.
We oftentimes see as much as 40% fuel savings for being in the higher gear at reduced throttle when you don't really need all of the tractor's pulling power to pull the load that you're pulling.
Many newer tractors have a continuously variable transmission, or CVT. When set on automatic, the system chooses the right transmission gear ratio and the correct engine speed for the best fuel efficiency. If you till, obviously the deeper you dig, the more drawbar force is required, which uses more fuel.
The amount of force required generally doesn't exceed at most 70% or so what the tractor's actually capable of putting out. If the tractor seems to be doing its job fine in whatever gear and throttle setting you have, you know, I'd encourage farmers to try to shift up a gear or two and reduce the throttle, and if it's still pulling fine, just leave it there and you're going to save some fuel.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about stretching your fuel dollars at agriculture.com.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Grain bins can be dangerous to both children and adults, so remaining safe around them is crucial. Project manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson, shares tips for keeping safe near grain storage.
One of my number one concerns would be that grain carts and kids do not really mix. And just never let your kids, especially young children, play on the grain as it's being harvested. We don't want them to be engulfed in the grain or get caught up in an auger. It's just a really good idea to keep them out of the grain carts and from playing with any loose grain. There are a lot of moving parts during harvest, and one thing I like to recommend people do with children when they're out around equipment is give them either a safety vest or a bright colored t-shirt or something so that people know that they're out there and they can see them more easily.
She describes the safest way to clean out grain bins.
So cleaning out grain bins is an important part of harvest and getting ready for grain storage. And many farmers are doing that this time of year. So the safest way to clean out the bins is to not go in the bins themselves. So using long-handled tools through access doors or maybe even through the top, vibration or pneumatic devices, using air to break up any spoiled grain or leftover grain would also be suitable rather than getting into the grain bin itself. Then there are also vacuums and robots. There's a really cool little robot. It's called the Grain Weevil, and it actually goes in and can break up grain and clean up grain so that it's easier to get things taken care of without getting into the grain bin. And if there's badly caked on or spoiled grain, also you can call a professional and have them help. They would have the right devices and tools to take care of the job.
Wearing a mask helps protect lungs from dust, says Larson.
So a lot of people just put on a dust mask. I've seen a lot of videos of people cleaning out grain bins, and they just have on the basic mask. The best mask to wear would be a reusable mask. I think 3M has one. It's a 6000 series. It has removable and replaceable cartridges. If that is not possible, using the N95 or N100 masks and changing them often. So we're trying to protect everyone from the dust and the mold that also builds up in the grain. I would say if you're out working in a bin, change them every couple hours. Definitely don't use one year after year if it's a disposable mask.
That was project manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson, on grain bin safety. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Thursday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. We're still seeing those high green numbers in the grains market, and that's where they've been all throughout the trade day today. For the seeds market, a similar theme for that market as they are now mixed to mostly higher. And for the livestock market, the cattle are still deep into the red and the hogs are mixed across the board. In the corn market, December corn up 4.25 at 420 and 3/4. March corn up 4 cents at 436 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December up 4 cents as well at 499 and a half. March KC wheat up 3.75 at 520 and a half. In the oats market, December oats down 3.5 at 300 and a quarter. March oats down 1.25 at 322 even. In the bean market, November beans up 9.5 now at 1022 and a half. January beans up 9.25 at 1040 and a quarter. Soybean meal for December up 470 at 278.30. January bean meal up 450 at 282.70. Soybean oil for December down 15 cents at 50.27. January bean oil down 13 cents at 50.64. In the cotton market, December cotton down 47 cents at 65.12. March cotton down 39 cents at 67.07. And taking our first look at the currencies market in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December up 19 cents at 97.58. The March USDI up 36 cents at 97.45. The euro for December in the red to $1.17, and the March euro slightly down to $1.18. The Japanese yen for December slightly in the red down to 68 cents, and the March yen slightly down, but pushing to 69 cents. Taking a look now at our midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 pulls back after hitting fresh record as U.S. government shutdown continues. The Dow Jones in the red down 21 points at 46,419. The S&P 500 slightly in the red down a point at 6,709. And the NASDAQ as it stands now up 68 points at 22,823. We'll see how these numbers wrap up for the final hour of the trade day today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready to turn your coin collection into money? Phil's Coins and Bullion will always treat you right and give you the best deal in town. Make sure you get top dollar for any U.S. coin or even foreign-based coins. Check them out today at 9344 West Central Avenue or online at philscoins.com. Take your coin collection to the next level or turn it into cash. And it's all with Phil's Coins and Bullion. Philscoins.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2026 Chevy Trailblazer, a Chevy Tahoe, 2026 Chevy Traverse front-wheel drive, it's a high country edition, and a new Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. Awaiting your test drive, these new vehicles plus several others in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Equities traders seemed unfazed by the budget impasse in Washington. The Dow Jones rose 44 points Wednesday to close at 46,441. The S&P gained a third of a percent, the NASDAQ 4/10, both of those indexes closing at new record highs. Strong demand for SUVs and electric vehicles drove a nearly 8% rise in sales at General Motors in the third quarter. The automaker sold over 710,000 vehicles in the July to September period. General Mills is working to, in its words, streamline the company's supply chain. As part of that effort, it'll close three facilities in Missouri, one that makes pizza crust in St. Charles, the other two produce pet food in Joplin. Meanwhile, Burlington, formerly Burlington Coat Factory, will open more than 50 stores in 24 states in Puerto Rico this month and next. The retailer already operates more than 1,000 locations coast to coast. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.